Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio are Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And Mike Maurer, Chief Deputy and Emergency Management Director for Blue Earth County. Welcome to the program, Mike.
Good morning.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about something that we've never actually tackled on this program before, so I'm kind of excited about emergency management in rural Minnesota, and maybe some of the things that might be different from a metro area.
Yeah, emergency preparedness is pretty general. You have to understand your family, your home, your community, and you also have to understand what it's going to be like without certain entities that we have every day. Water, food, power, gas, some of those things that you can actually lose those for a significant period of time if a storm, a flood, or any other kind of natural disaster can affect your neighborhood or home.
When we talk about rural Minnesota, I mean, there are some pretty small communities, and they can be pretty remote. So when something happens, let's say a flood or a tornado or something like that, how do those communities respond as opposed to maybe larger communities?
The biggest thing with these small communities is they really have an inherent ability to get the whole community together to help respond. I can tell you in St. Clair, we've had some significant flooding over the last 5 years in St. Clair. They page out to the school. They get students involved in the sandbagging process. They know what areas they need to sandbag. We work directly with them to make sure that they have sand and sandbags available prior to the flooding or as the flooding continues to grow. They're just really in tune to what their community has and what the resources that's needed to get their community either in a defensive mode pre-storm or to recovery mode after the storm. They're really, really good at finding resources within the community as opposed to, you know, reaching outside.
Right. Self-sufficient kind of a situation then.
Yeah. We see it rurally with tornadoes. You have a significant tornado go through a metro area. There's a huge influx of volunteers. There's heavy equipment, people with chainsaws, trucks, tree trimming services coming in droves trying to help clean up a large area. In the rural area, you see neighbors and friends and families all coming together to help clean up a situation. Not that volunteers aren't welcome. It's just a lot of times people are in the rural area are very self-sufficient and have it cleaned up even before volunteers are available. They just have the means of doing that, and they all come together. Rural people just have this general nature of coming together and helping one another out because that's all they have.
When you're in some rural areas, I mean, it's not uncommon for at least a neighbor to have some heavy equipment.
Oh, yeah, and they have multiple saws, and they have some have loaders, some have lifts. You know, you just don't know what the neighbor might have or how the neighbors come out of the woodwork to help. You know, somebody will come over with a backhoe. Hmm. Somebody will come over with a loader. Somebody will come over with a bucket truck. They're just there.
Mike Maurer is Chief Deputy and Emergency Management Director for Blue Earth County. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.